من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. والذين كفروا أعمالهم كسراب بقيعة يحسبه الظمآن ماء حتى إذا جاءه لم يجده شيئا ووجد الله عنده فوفاه حسابه والله سريع الحساب. أو كظلمات في بحر لجي يغشاه موج من فوقه موج من فوقه سحاب ظلمات بعضها فوق بعض إذا أخرج يده لم يكد يراها ومن لم يجعل الله له نورا فما له من نور. ألم تر أن الله يسبح له من في السماوات والأرض والطير صافات كل قد علم صلاته وتسبيحه والله عليم بما يفعلون. ولله ملك السماوات والأرض وإلى الله المصير. And the deeds of the kafirs, the unbelievers, are like a mirage in an open sandy plain. The person parched with thirst mistakes it for water. Until he comes to it, he finds nothing there, and he finds the decree of Allah Ta'ala overtaking him, and Allah Ta'ala immediately pays him his account. And Allah Ta'ala is very swift in reckoning and accounting. The description of the deeds and the belief of the unbelievers have been given. Two descriptions and two illustrations have been given. One is of a parched person that's walking in an open, sandy desert. From the distance, he considers it, he mistakes it to be water, but really it's nothing. So this is the state of the belief of the kafir, one category of the unbeliever, that he is mistaken. His religion is just an imagination, guesswork and speculation. He imagines it to be the truth. He imagines it to be right. He imagines whatever he's doing is from Allah Ta'ala. But really it isn't. It is just his guesswork and it is just speculation. Sometimes he is turning towards a cow. Sometimes he is turning towards an ocean. Sometimes he's turning towards the sky, sometimes he's turning towards the moon or the star or the sun. So he sees that to be his God. One moment it is the sun, one moment it is the star, one moment it is the cow. So in various things he sees God. And or the other type of kafir, the unbeliever, sometimes he sees God in Isa alayhi salam. Sometimes he calls him the father, sometimes he calls him the son, sometimes he calls him the God. So it is just nothing but guesswork and imagination. It's just an illusion and a guesswork of his mind. So from the far he considers it as God. When he comes to it, Allah Ta'ala calls him to him at the time of death, then he realizes it's nothing. What he was believing was absolutely baseless. And Allah Ta'ala will fulfill his account immediately. So this is the one class that he imagines and he believes in God according to his imagination and his reasoning. So this is one person. أَوْكَ ظُلُمَاتٍ فِي بَحْرٍ لُجِّنٍ. Or the second category of the unbeliever, the state of his belief and his deed is like depths of darknesses, like depths of darkness in a huge deep sea, in a huge vast deep sea. يَغْشَاهُ مَوْجٌ مِّن فَوْقِي مَوْجٍ, covered and topped up with waves upon waves, and above that all is a cloud. Imagine a huge, vast, deep ocean, and that ocean, right in the depths of the ocean, wave upon wave, and upon all that wave is a huge, big, dark cloud. So you can imagine the extent of the darkness. One is it was an ocean, then it is the darkness of the night, then it is the darkness of waves upon waves, and upon all that is a dark cloud. So darknesses, layers of darkness, one above the other. He had to pull out his hand, he can hardly see his hand. And for whom Allah Ta'ala makes no light, then there can be no light for him. So this is the second class of the unbeliever, that he doesn't believe in God whatsoever. The first category was the one that had a belief of God, but it was just according to his imagination and guesswork. And the second one doesn't have any belief whatsoever. So he doesn't even have an imaginary light. No, not even an imaginary light like the first person had some type of a light, though it was just his guesswork and imagination. And the second person doesn't even have that imaginary light. Within his heart there is darkness. He doesn't even receive any inspiration from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala from above. From within there is darkness, from above there is darkness. So there is darkness layers one upon the other. He doesn't believe in Allah Ta'ala, nor does he want to see Allah Ta'ala and the handiwork of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So it's layers of darkness one above the other. It's so dark, إِذَا أَخْرَجَ يَدَهُ لَمْ يَكَدْ يَرَاهَا, that if he were to pull out his hand, he will not even able to see his own hand. So when Allah Ta'ala pulls away and deprives anybody of light, then there can be no light for such a person. So this is the second class of the kafir. أَلَمْ تَرَ أَنَّ اللَّهُ يُسَبِّحُ لَهُ مَنْ فِي السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ. The glaring examples and illustrations for the oneness of Allah Ta'ala. Don't you see that all things in the heavens and the earth glorify the praises of Allah Ta'ala, even the birds with outspread wings. Each one knows its mode of prayer and praise. And Allah Ta'ala is fully aware of all that they do. And to Allah Ta'ala alone belongs the kingdoms of the heavens and the earth. And to Allah Ta'ala is the final return. Don't you see that it is Allah Ta'ala that moves the clouds. Thereafter He joins them together and makes them into a heap. Then you will see raindrops issuing from its midst. And He sends down hail from the higher, from the greater masses of cloud, He sends down hails. فَيُصِيبُ بِهِ مَنْ يَشَاءُ وَيَصْرِفُهُ عَمَّنْ يَشَاءُ. He strikes with it whomsoever He pleases, and He turns it away from whomsoever He pleases. And the flash of its lightning is so powerful, it is as though it will almost blind His sight. يُقَلِّبُ اللَّهُ اللَّيْلَ وَالنَّهَارُ. So the flash of the lightning is so powerful, it is as though it will almost blind His sight. And it is Allah Ta'ala that alternates the night and the day. And these are all lessons for people of sight and vision. May Allah give us tawfiq.